All right, so let's see, looking at your letters, stipends, Sawyer Hall payphone, we wanna get rid of that, that's pretty self-explanatory.
There's no mince words.
So we'll have to, you gonna follow up on that in here, or how we?
Sure.
All right, and, late bus on your list, so this is the,
That's kind of preemptive.
Yeah.
Yeah, we don't have any of that.
Cause they said that they don't know yet, when I reached out to them.
No need to discuss that right now.
You can tell them, we know.
Yeah, well, I was gonna say.
Then they don't have to worry about it.
I reached out saying, is this happening this year, kind of, and they're like, well, we don't know, so I haven't heard anything, and I just don't reach out.
Perfect.
Well, and I think our voice on that was pretty clear and goes towards that as well.
Yep.
Because it's really a petition type request, it's a request of us, and if you don't know by now, we're moving on with our budget.
Okay. I'm gonna just look at what Mia sent us real quick and make sure we've.
We did have recommendations on the increases on the building maintenance.
Okay.
You were doing 10% across the board. And we just didn't see why Community Hall would need 10%, and we figured if you got rid of the payphone, that would drop the, Sawyer Hall to 5%.
Okay. I'm just gonna look back at some point and see where we're at on those two buildings. The one thing that's gonna change with Sawyer Hall is there's gonna be a tenant in there, there is someone who's gonna lease, the upstairs, old office space. So.
Are you gonna do a revolving fund for that then?
Well, that's a conversation that we have to have overall when it comes to these buildings and leasing and where the money goes and how we deal with that. Cause it's not the same everywhere, and it needs to be.
Absolutely, definitely.
So we need to have the proper step forward, whatever we should be doing. Because my assumption is we'll still have a lease here, we'll have the leases at Sawyer Hall. And then we have this, other income that comes in from these buildings, short-term income. And that comes in from here, and it will be coming in from, and it should come in from Community Hall, if Community Hall serves its purpose.
So are those not, fees for usage?
Yeah, yes.
Okay, so isn't that pretty straightforward, that it goes into page 3 of the recap, that we collect it and it goes into that, goes certified through free cash, and then we come back and figure out what allotment needs to be done where?
Correct.
Fees and fines and all of that is on page 3, it's like, I don't know, line 12 or whatever.
I don't know, Alice, gonna put that in not assessor language and just tell me where it is in the budget, cause I can't answer your question.
Well, we collect anything that the town collects as a fee, a fine, or a penalty, there is an appropriation that it goes on to that and it offsets what we have to raise through taxation. So it comes in, we say, okay, on page 3, we're gonna bring in $200,000 between excise, fees, fines, penalties, admin fees, all these things that we collect, and thereby we don't have to raise and appropriate it through our tax rate.
How does, like, who says to whoever, I'm assuming you, fills it out, we collected this?
There are budget line accounts that are set up that plink into these.
I doubt these are plinking into that one.
I'm sure they are not.
That's why we get that.
That's why.
And what's the difference between that and the lease money coming in?
I don't know how, I haven't been privy to your conversations.
Not the way it's happening now, but way how it should happen moving forward, cause it's the same thing.
Definitely not happening how it should right now.
It's the same thing, but on a longer basis.
Because right now.
Well, I guess if you can explain to me how it comes in, I might have.
I have no idea, from what I understand, but I can't tell you if this is happening. This is on our list of discussion points. The lease money, well, at one point, it was going to be looked at as anticipated income. I don't know that that's happening. Correct?
Probably not.
I think it's just coming in and then it just washes through.
And goes somewhere. It's got to be coded. It has to
go
into somewhere.
But the other fees like block rental, that's the use fee here.
$35 for 4 hours of
somebody having a party and they pay their little fee or whatever.
Do you want to know what's going right now?
Those are going into their revolving funds.
Not really.
But that was the intention.
Intention.
Not my intention. I'm just saying that was the discussion at the time. Because where else would money go into those revolving funds from?
Nowhere. It just sits there.
Repeat what you just said.
If you didn't put those fees into those revolving funds, what would be going in there?
How would those funds be?
How would they
fed?
So I've looked at pages that come from the assessor, right? The latest and greatest. And
you mean from the accountant?
From the accountant. Yep.
Yes.
Yep.
And I've seen the sort of fees you just mentioned listed in the revolving. Which isn't to say that they all end up there, but I've seen some that do.
Some do, but that's a different than putting them, like you're saying, into fees, penalties, you know, that whole, that's different. So I'm not saying we figure that answer out now, but we have to know at some point soon how we're going to handle, because it hasn't been a huge deal, but it will be the more we start signing leases. And we have totally different entities. We have lease money that's coming in attached to an agreement, and then we have these fees that we don't know what they're going to be. We have the known ones that are going to come in every month and the unknowns. And somehow we have to know where those are going. And if those little unknowns or anything, if nothing's going into the revolving fund,
we know where they're going.
There's no need to have a revolving
right
fund.
Place. Yeah.
Well, so like the administrative fees, when I asked Dave, we're going to set this up for the fire department. It's $50, $45 goes into 8900, blah, blah, blah. Where does the other 10%? 10% goes into 01000 4380, which is a budget online, it's a omnibus budget account. That money gets closed out through free cash. I don't know, you guys you have some very big inconsistencies in how you...
No, this is Dave, mostly. That's why I do not understand, there needs to be clarity.
Well, and it could...
Moving forward, it's
yeah.
got to be taken care of one way or another.
Well, and
it can't
I think
be...
you've added accounts, so initially I think there was a revolving fund here when we came.
There still is.
Mm-hmm. Right. But then there wasn't one for Sawyer Hall and Community Hall, but then one was added, so...
No, I think Community Hall existed before.
There's
it did.
A new one. There's
Community
a new
Hall
one.
Has been
like
here forever.
2023 one. I don't know why. It must have gotten like removed and redone or something. But it literally says like right in the latest and greatest new community council, it says Community Hall Revolving established 2023. So I don't know what the backstory there is, but...
No, neither.
Mm-hmm.
So I just somehow I would got to figure out what's the
yeah.
best way moving forward, and it has to do with the budget, because
yeah.
if you're not going to take monies and put them into accounts to help offset some of the fees, we have to add more money into this budget.
Right.
You can't be taking and dropping it down,
sure.
because all of these things that come up have to come out of the budget.
So are you asking the finance committee to help you understand the mapping that's being done on the accounts, or is that something you guys are doing?
No, if you guys want to help, that'd be spectacular.
Can we nail down the accountant?
Yes!
I will
show you multiple emails of communication trying to understand
something
this.
Something that I understand.
Can't
so
get answers.
We need, I don't care what the answer is, whatever's the best for the town, but we have to have it set so that when more money starts coming in, which it will in a couple months, we know where to go. And the monies that are coming in, that are going every place, all get redirected into the right place.
All of these software programs typically have a mapping.
Well, the problem is ours, and I'm gonna tread very lightly here. Our bill schedule that we turn over with checks and money to the treasurer on many departments are handwritten based on accounts that have been previously known for whatever, whatever. If the money is not allocated to the right account, it doesn't go where it's supposed to go.
And then we
have the numbers are transposed, it doesn't go where it's supposed to go.
Which, if there were just errors, transposed of numbers, I get that. And we could catch it and fix it easily. We could find this, we say, oh, look at this. But when it's just, when the numbers, there's so many different numbers, and there's some old accounts that have been closed out, but they're being still used like you're talking about or whatever, that's, it's messing, it's gonna screw things up. And where it comes to us right now is on the budget. You can't drop that money for these buildings. If we're gonna put somebody in Sawyer Hall, the electricity's gonna go up some, we got the money coming in, so it either, I don't care how it washes out, but somehow it's gotta wash out.
Right.
And off the top of my head, just so you, in thinking about this, no, I think that the only thing, the only rent or fee or whatever that's actually going against the budget, free cash, or however that works, the only thing that's going into the general fund, I should say, is the Hilltown Youth Performing Arts rent. It's the only thing that's definitely been going into there.
Mm-hmm.
If you were to look, pull the balance of that account, it's not gonna show how much they've paid. I have no idea. It was put in as miscellaneous revenue for a very long time. But it's
because whoever took the check did not confirm where the money needed to go and get the correct account and put it on the damn thing. This is so 101 here.
Right.
You
so we
talk to your accountant, and this is the problem. These things get set up, people don't communicate. As soon as you guys voted on Tuesday night for whatever the admin fee was, I picked up the phone Wednesday morning when I was here and called the accountant. And I said to him, this is the account I'm gonna be putting it in, the regular, what we've been putting it in, what Ken's gonna get paid out of. What is the account number that you want me to put that other admin fee
in? So you know which one to use.
And he turned around, he said, whatever. I said, okay, perfect. I've now emailed myself up the debt payment to treasurer account, which has the two accounts set up on it.
Right.
That will be how we do it moving forward.
So that somehow we have to get all of these buildings, all that have income, like I said, all three. And if we're not going to put anything in the revolving funds, we're going to have to eventually, they're going to become nothing.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we can draw them down as much as we can, but they're being drawn down. So if we don't start putting, you know, if there's nothing going in it, then they're going to go away. And then we got to put money in the budget.
Right.
And that can play out over a couple of years. I'm not saying it's taken care of this year. Obviously it doesn't. But what is an issue is there is not a revolving account for Sawyer Hall. So just thinking about that, I think it's in our best interest to keep that 10% in there, because it is going to start to be used, and we might see, until we know where the money's going to go, we might need the money in the budget, because if the money coming in is going to go through free cash, it'll come back to the town and help us, but it's not going to come direct in that year that we need the money. So
I'll take the lead on this.
So
I will reach out to Dave. I will set up a meeting.
So we've got all three buildings, but he doesn't know this now. So all three buildings will be taking, so Sawyer and Jacobs will have leases, long-term known leases. They will all have, no, Community Hall and Jacobs will have short-term income. Sawyer Hall really doesn't.
Mm-hmm. All right, so we've got...
It's the same concept as the post office. Where does that money go? That's the same thing. The money's coming in, it's a long-term lease, it's been set up forever. That money, everything coming from that building should be filtered into the same pot, whatever it is.
Right.
It's money coming in to maintain the building and what's going on in the building.
Right. The problem with the post office is there's bills associated with it. Costs associated with it.
Which there be with every lease. Because to maintain the building, there's costs.
Well, right, but there's
actual cost.
Appropriations on our budget that versus right now, we don't necessarily know.
Correct. So maybe that's different, I don't know.
No, I
would love it if you could look into that.
No, I will, and I'll look at setting up a meeting with Dave.
Oh my God, if that's the only thing I get out of this meeting, I'm thrilled to death.
Of where everything's currently going, so you know, not going.
Because it's an ongoing conversation with me and I.
Well, yeah, because the first time I started getting checks and I was like, where will we put this into? It was like I opened a can of, it was like monkeys in a barrel and they all jumped out.
Oh, I'm sure you did, because.
I have a breakdown.
The money that comes in electronically from the state for different things, if you go and get a grant and you don't tell the accountant and the treasurer, you've got, I've appropriated for this amount, whatever, we may or may not be getting it. All of a sudden, this electronic payment comes in, and that, they've got this money sitting there, no idea where to go.
I have no problem giving you all my notes.
I don't have them written down, but in my head.
Pages of them, this whole book about it. So if you can figure that out, it'll take 3 pages off of my list.
I will work with Dina on this, my Excel spreadsheet queen over here. And
so
we will set up a meeting with Dave here. And if I need, I will call you to convey what I don't understand that you need conveyed.
Okay. So I think, given your recommendations, given your recommendations, I think we should put the 10% in.
Okay.
Even though we're still going to take that payphone out, I think we should still add 10% at Sawyer Hall.
You won't get the money back from the payphone in time anyway. It doesn't really go in the same line item anyway.
And after a year, we'll better know what's gonna, how the building's gonna look with the new lease.
And I also.
And the first year of the lease, the lease payment is a little bit lower, and then it goes up. So the first year, it's really a telltale sign.
Sure, it's a, you know,
it's a
iron it out.
Yeah, it's a placeholder.
And I think something else that might be helpful on, once we get this all set up, that we start doing electronic debt payment to treasurer accounts, the turnovers, and not by handwritten ones.
I think that that's a really OCD thing.
Oh, you have no idea.
I know. I don't think that that's the biggest issue.
No,
I
do think
less of, it's more of when they read it.
Figure that out.
They say, I don't want it to go in this account. I'm going to put it in this account. They never tell anybody.
It happens. I don't disagree. It could possibly happen, but I also believe that there is, when you have your handwriting stuff, you have more chance for error. If you have the account at the top of the sheet and it's certain things that come in once a month and you know it's going into that, you change the name on who it came in from, you change why it came in, March monthly payment, this is the amount. Drop it down and you send it off. Triplicate, one for you, one for the accountant, one for the treasurer, with the check.
You fight that battle.
I will let me tell you.
So are you still doing 10% for Community Hall?
Community Hall.
The recommendation was to drop it to 5.
Let me look and see what we have left over.
Okay.
I'll come back to that. Because I want to hit a couple of, something else that's very important to me.
Okay.
The assessor software, the whole, the cloud. The whole cloud question. Have you guys been like on top of that? Have you had any conversations about that in general, the finance committee? About whether we are going to go to the cloud or not, as far as our server's concerned, or stay with our server, right?
We haven't discussed that.
My quiet at this time indicates lack of knowledge.
So in the upcoming years, we'll have, well, it was in the upcoming years until Alice stumbled into something on the assessor piece. We have to make a decision at some point.
Really now, because Alice is going to be a reval next year, so you didn't want to do it on a reval year. So we really don't, I mean, I'm not saying that we're doing this, but if we don't factor in assessors, which we are, but if we don't, then we don't need to make a decision for another year or two. We do factor in assessors because I believe they should be factored in given they're the only one that this really directly affects. We have to do it this year. So.
And what that is make a decision as to whether we're going to go cloud-based or stay with traditional server, which we'll need to update at that time in another year. replace?
No, I think on 2 years, I think it's September 28th. So we would renew our warranty this year for an additional 2 years.
That's what I heard in the recording.
At the expiration of that warranty, we would then move everything to the cloud and get rid of our physical hardware, our servers and everything.
So the question is, do you do it now or do you do it in 2 years?
Well, I think the question is whether we do it at all.
We don't have to.
Whether we stay with hardware or whether we go to the cloud.
Because there's an ongoing upkeep cost of cloud, but there's also every 7 years you have to buy a brand new server and it costs a load of money. So it's a kind of a...
Six of one, half a dozen of the other.
Yeah. I think it's a concept. It's conceptually, is it... What is our preference?
Yeah.
If the costs are somewhat of a wash, and I don't know that any of us have been able to
hop
on.
Are we backing up the server?
Hop on.
Are we backing up the server?
Yeah. Yep, yeah, we are.
Probably to the cloud.
And there's usually a physical backup.
There's physical hard drive. I believe it is also backed up to the cloud.
We back it up every day and we put it in the CFO's car.
I mean, we've gotten a lot of folks who have been listening or paying attention really leaning on not going to the cloud and staying with the hardware, which would eliminate the change for the assessors. But I don't know.
But not
what
really.
Is the coal rain?
But not really, because eventually they're going to sunset my assessor program. And I believe that was the end of like next year. And then I will have no customer support. So at that point, we have to, I have to upgrade. And AP5 is not compatible with a hard, with a server.
So it sounds like you're the chip seal on chlorine stayed road.
Possibly.
So
the world is going to force us to the cloud.
Yeah.
So that's basically what you're saying about the assessors. You have to go to the cloud.
Well, I don't have to right away.
No, but you
eventually. Yeah. I mean, it's pretty probable, likely. Yeah.
But our, that wouldn't have to do with us, though. Like, all the other softwares we use are already cloud-based. The only one that still needs to be, in order to function, on a physical server is Assess Pro.
So
she could go to the cloud, and we could stay, keep our hardware, our servers. You know what I mean?
Nope.
I thought you already said you were on the cloud, so why are you keeping your servers?
Well, she's on the cloud.
No.
No, she's not.
No, I'm required to have that stupid
I mean,
paneled box thing.
In the future, let's say, like, you could move your Assess Pro to the next version without the entire town moving to the cloud.
Okay. So you don't think that the rest of the software is going to force you to the cloud eventually?
We know it's not. Well, they've told us that.
They?
Northeast IT is the people that are telling
IT
us.
IT people.
They're saying all your software is safe in your.
All our software is already in the cloud. I don't understand how it works.
Okay, so you're already in the cloud, but you can stay in the server? You're really confused.
The backup, like the information that we store would be going to the cloud. We're not storing information in the cloud right now. Some of our softwares, run the softwares that are totally independent of the town itself, run off of the cloud, or however that works. I don't know, Tracy, the beanstalk.
But our information is stored.
Our information is stored
here and
physical pieces of equipment. I don't know. I'm not an IT person, but that's what
I'm
saying.
So, is it in a fire protection area?
No.
Well, there
it
you
needs
go.
A fireproof door.
If you want to say, I'm going to save it physically because it's safer, and then it's not in a fire protection area? Theft protection, vandalism protection?
It's also physically stored with Northeast IT, if I understand it correctly. And part of it is stored remotely through them. But not through the cloud.
So are we saying that we could do the assessor move that the assessors want to do now?
Well, I don't really want to do
But based on
if it's now
or in the next 2 or 3 years, it's now.
It's
either this year or three, regardless.
Because if she's going to do it anyways,
and then we still
have
time to
talk. We still have time to talk about it.
Okay, well maybe that's what we do then. To make it so that the assessors, I say it with an S at the end, but we're not doing that part, let's face it, it's only one person.
Let's be real.
So we have to budget for that this year. That's that number.
I submitted an article to Dan.
Right, okay.
Town meeting warrant article.
I saw that, yeah, okay. So I just wanted to make sure.
Roll my own, thank you very much.
So we're gonna put that in.
Okay, so I'll change that on the new one, like I put in my notes, I didn't have it in this one, so I'm waiting for this. And can you make sure with Assess Pro or Patriot, I don't know, the weird conglomerate there, that, just off the top of my head, that we can do that before everything else? I'm 99% sure we can, but, you know what I mean? Like, I'm really do think that we can do that independently of each other, but I just wanna make sure.
Alright, I'll reach back out to George.
And that was coming out of,
Assessor
stabilization. Stabilization, right?
Yeah.
Okay, I don't have it right in front of me, but yes, okay.
That was $7,500.
Let me tell you, I'd love to say with the program I have for the next 25 years till I retire in my 80s and do it, but.
George won't help you after next year.
They are getting ready to be done with it. I can go on a wing and a prayer, but if the, it craps out, you guys are in big trouble.
So, do you need the $7,500 or the $8,500?
Did I write $8,500?
On here.
Did she?
Oh, no, that's my, so I need the $75,000 for the one-time installation and converting everything over. That's that bottom number on the front page.
Right, yeah.
The $85,000 is for my license that my current software AP, or 4.75 has, and a prorated amount for the new license.
Oh, okay, so it's, alright, that's, okay, alright.
And next year, it's like $8,000 for versus three.
Yeah, I saw that note, that's what I was reading.
However, there's a fantastic little program where all of your information will look like property cards that I print online, available, blah, 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 so.
What a perk.
It's a freebie.
Okay.
Extra $5,000.
Yeah, freebie.
Wow.
Alright.
God.
But I think Vadar is cloud-based too, I think. I know like Leiden, they work out of the cloud for
QDSOs.
Yeah,
okay.
Right, so.
I don't see why you would have to do anything else with it. I'm 99% sure it's just like everything else, and they move to the cloud on their own, they have their own cloud, I don't know.
Right.
What else?
Which I guess goes to why do we need a hardware server if they're already in the cloud anyway?
That's a loaded question.
We'll ask that question.
Well, if, because my understanding from my other towns that have a cloud and no server currently is my finance committee, I'm the only one that's, our finance team, I'm the only one that's not in the cloud. So, and there is no server.
I've never accused you of being in the cloud. Not once.
Tracy.
We'll have to ask our Northeast IT people.
Yeah, I think we need to get some more intel. All
right.
Okay. Dummy down. I like dummy down intel.
I think we should set up an actual meeting.
I totally agree. I think that's a great idea.
Now that we know why they don't answer right now.
Yeah. Okay. Do you need a number for chloride ambulance?
I mean, so I emailing back and forth with them today, I was only able to get a hold of them. It sounds like the number is going to stay the same.
Okay.
The question is going to be more of how we go about renewing and or
updating our
contract.
Okay. All right. Okay.
So I will update that on the next version. But I mean, my last emails with Gary where he said 22,000 was like at 3 p.m. So.
Okay.
He was at the office today. I could have helped you out.
Now, I've been emailing him for just like 2 months and I haven't gotten anything back. Until Joanne texted him and told him that he better answer me, and he finally did, so.
They were both at the office today.
That tracks.
All right.
So are we in our second year of our contract with them, or I've lost track?
Our second.
This would be third.
That's what's going to
So we're going into our third.
No,
this would be
yeah.
our third?
Third. Yeah,
okay, so
third.
It was a three-year contract that we now...
No. No.
What?
It was a
one-year contract that I don't think we renewed last year, but we paid it and invoiced it anyways. So we're fine.
Totally not how I remember it, that it was a three-year contract, but we would evaluate it every year.
No.
I looked at it.
No.
No, it was a one.
And I read through it today too. If there's a.
That might have been everybody's thought, but.
Yeah.
I looked at it today and thought.
Okay.
So we're back on track with that too.
No, because we asked about.
So it's an annual contract?
Yeah.
We asked about the contract last year.
It does say that. Right, if there's no issues, then it will just go for another year.
Just go for another year.
For one more year.
We really don't have a contract right now, but luckily they're still coming here.
But we paid.
So.
Still paying, yeah.
We still have a contract. So that's what I'm working on, but Gary said in writing in an email that he is the director of pouring ambulance, says that we only owe $22,000.
Do we get any like year-end report about how many calls they?
So that was supposed to happen, yes.
Yeah.
But it did not. So it will.
We can request that.
Yes.
Is it fiscal year?
No.
Or calendar year?
The contract is fiscal year.
Fiscal.
Yeah.
So can we get that for the fiscal year that we?
Yes.
Locking.
I'm still waiting on that for 2025, so then I'll ask him about that one too.
Great, thank you.
Fire department. You had a question about animal control, did that get taken care of?
Yeah, I don't know, and you guys would probably be able to give me more insight on this, but I can't figure out why we have a separate dog kennel assessment line.
Because there's monies that goes for the animal control officer under one agreement, and then there's monies that go to that Montague dog
the kennel. Regional dog shelter.
Yeah, thank you. That's the name of it.
So they're two totally separate entities?
Yep.
So am I supposed to receive an assessment for them? Do we know if we have a contact with them? How am I supposed to find out?
I would reach out to, what's his name?
Kyle.
Kyle Dragon.
Kyle, thank you. Kyle Dragon.
But I already got his assessment.
Ask him who to talk to for the kennel.
Okay.
I don't, forget what her name is, it runs a, I might not remember it right now.
So basically,
Leslie?
The cost of them coming up here, grabbing the animal and-
From Kyle.
Containing the animal at that location until they can locate or-
Right. But he should be able to tell you who to contact.
Or whatever.
Okay.
He may know, he may have it.
Perfect.
Couldn't catch one of my animals, did you know?
Okay. I'm just going through your list.
Mm-hmm.
Insurance, we're good. What about health insurance?
Health insurance, part of your mail actually was the like certified, voted on, whatever, HCGIT increase, which I believe was like a point of a percentage greater than what's in the budget currently.
Yeah.
Or maybe it was a point of a percentage lower. But either way, Chris's second budget thing she submitted sounded like it was
covered.
Pretty accurate based on what they finally said.
And is that, are we budgeting for, how many plans, do you know?
Look at this.
And if you don't, you can get back to me. It's not a good time.
I do.
Hold you up on
it's a, we added one more person in the event that they
Needed to
go on
something.
To get based
okay.
on some
right.
federal cuts.
Okay. I just want to make sure we were covered for that.
Yes,
okay.
That's factored into
that's
the number.
What I
that's
okay.
the question.
Right. Okay. I would like, though, can you send me when you have it?
Oh,
what
absolutely.
Plans are in there, please?
Yes.
All right. Okay. And.
Yeah.
What else? We have to deal with a CONCOM issue. Do we have any idea what, we don't know what the repairs are gonna cost us at this point.
No, because that has to wait for David's assessment of the situation.
The snow has to melt a little bit.
Right.
Right. Are we gonna have an idea of that before that we can sneak something in here under maybe special projects?
I can.
I don't know. You can come out of the highway department if we wanted to. But there could be some costs associated with it.
I will reach back out to David Cameron and I'll see if he would be willing to be like, ballpark, I've done a lot of these, it's probably gonna be somewhere around this.
Okay, that would be good.
If he's not willing to, that is what it is, but we can try it another way, but I'm thinking that he's done it for enough years that he might be able to.
Or you could call a special town meeting, once the number comes in, it's confirmed that you don't have enough funding in it, and drag people out for their cozy homes for.
But it'll probably be right around the time.
Mm-hmm.
And we're probably gonna have the number right before this, be my guess.
ATM?
So we could do an STM right before.
Snow's melting pretty quick right now.
Well, are you ask, aren't we asking for one anyways?
Yes, we are.
STM right before? Okay.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
What now?
I don't know.
That's the next thing, hold on, hang tight. Alright, so just keep that on your little dauber of things we've gotta remember.
You need my free cash worksheet.
Excellent.
Okay?
It's here somewhere.
What about this copier situation? Copier situation, everybody.
So.
Copier.
If. I think, did I forward you guys the first estimate? Everybody has the one that shows the rental option on the bottom as well, right? So there's the three options, the price all the way to the right is the price to buy it outright. The price is below, the description of the copier has the two lease options.
Oh, yeah, yeah, monthly lease.
Everybody has that one.
Yep.
So these are the three options he gave me. I had asked him to give me one of the options as a newer version of exactly what we have. He didn't do that, he did give us three options that all have a stapling function or finishing, so you could staple, sort, three-hole punch, whatever. The other two options also have color included. One's just faster than the other one. You can see one's 45 copies per minute, the other's 30 copies per minute. There's the option of, like it shows, 60-month lease, 36-month lease, or buying it outright. And then his service, as it is, would stay as it currently is based on a per copy price of 1 cent per every black copy. 7 cents if we were to get a color printer per color copy. And that can be password protected and only given to certain people who will be allowed to print with color.
Okay, that was going to be my question. Right there.
I figured, that's why I followed up.
Okay, perfect, thank you. So, do we want to own this or do we want to lease it?
No.
Don't we want to lease it?
We own one that's 12 years old and is like, I can walk faster.
I will point out that we can lease any of these for less than the payphone costs a month.
But have we looked at like Aztec or something else? Like these seem expensive to me.
I don't know where you're getting Colerain's getting there, but I mean, Millmaker does Roe, he does Northfield, he does all of these other surrounding towns, and then Colerain's the only one who uses this weird service. So
with
a
van, they come and we don't pay for the eight. We don't. I'm on my fourth copier.
I'd be really curious to see what I'll add it to my list of things that I'm. Need to ask Diana, but I don't.
You can ask Diana. You can also call email Maggie. Maggie probably has the stuff. She can probably get it to you quicker than Diana right now.
Okay.
So let me just understand this 60-month lease number. That's per month number.
Yes.
And plus, you pay a penny for every black copy and 7 cents for every color copy on top of that.
Right.
Yes. So it's probably not less than the cost of the payphone.
No, but we're already budgeting for the per copy. You know what I mean? So I'm thinking of an additional expense, I guess. But yeah, either way, we're still paying money.
So it does include the toner, but we pay a per
copy.
I don't really know where it's supposed to be, to be honest, but I pay
a full service contract with all the
I pay it out of technical support.
You pay for the
ink
by using it.
Because I thought that made more sense because all the buildings are using it.
Yeah, we don't pay for our ink, and that little man comes with his van and he hooks us up. And he's only been there like three times in 10 years.
Do you buy your own ink?
No.
Corey.
Comes with
it. Never runs out.
Yeah.
And we don't pay it.
Three times in 10 years.
We don't pay a copy, whatever.
Huh?
No, it comes with it. We get like whatever every so often they send us one.
Oh, you are changing it. You're just not paying.
Right. But I will find out that.
Do we know how many copies we make in a month? I know it's probably going to vary based on whatever town projects, but what?
Very
oh, no, it's a lot to me.
Rough estimate off the top of my head. Quarterly, we probably pay around. He bills them quarterly, I should say. Invoices them quarterly. Anywhere from $400 to $450 a quarter.
Oh, because we have this type of service now.
Yeah, we already paid for copy this.
Oh, I didn't realize. Oh, thank you. We just don't have the month.
We're paying $100 a month when we own a 12-year-old copier. That is scary.
Well, and yeah, and it is, we are paying a lot of money. And then all of, because it doesn't do color, all of these departments have their own printers that they're paying $100 an ink cartridge for.
I've never replaced my ink cartridge.
All these other departments are, so.
Well, and I think, so Betty prints the tax bills out on that, and that, until it gets hot and she has to shut the thing down.
Yeah, no, I read the whole thing.
But.
So we're gonna replace it. We just need to know whether we're buying it or whether we're leasing it and which one you want.
And if we buy it, are we still then paying for a copy?
No.
Not, well.
I think so.
Well, if you want somebody to service that.
Yeah, because that's like your subscription fee.
Oh, it's tied into your service contract.
Well, so it's the same thing. So you're not paying a cent a copy just for ink. You're paying a cent a copy for any service. So if we needed him to come every single day, we'd still only be paying a cent per copy.
Uh-huh.
That's your payment for ink, toner, service, everything. That's just what he charges.
Okay.
Separate from what you're paying.
Which ends up being about $2,000 a year.
Right.
Basically.
So we got to figure out what Colerain's doing, because if that's the case, then they have some magic printer company, and I think we all want
that. We went through like the procurement thing. We didn't go local, and I love supporting my locals, but we also get that thing that says be responsible, and we are on the finance committee, so you know it's hard to say.
If it's that cheap, I think that everybody would be happy to say.
Check into it, but we know we got to put something in.
And I don't want a stapler.
When you build it up.
And I will tell you,
well, they all come with
Row
that.
Has a, not ours.
Oh, on this one, if we pick one of these.
Yeah. No, my kids went to school in Row, and I watched the number of times that the stapler got jammed on the copier, and Bill Baker was there.
Yeah, I don't have
how many times.
I think he just didn't want to give you the lower cost option with no stapler.
I got to get one without. No, it's not. I don't think that was him. I was pushing for it because right now, I mean, we pay Mary, the town coordinator, and a couple other people every single time copies need to be stapled. They don't go like this. I just think that's ridiculous, but that's me.
Aren't they a salary though? I mean, come on.
Either way, that's time that somebody's taking and you're paying for it.
It's a job.
I mean,
it's
a there's better things to be done, Dina.
How much stuff needs to be stapled?
Like,
I work in three offices, and this place seems
to have
more.
Well, I got a bunch of them on my desk here.
I can tell you, my job, we don't print anything.
There's not
stapler is my stapler.
Right.
I do. I love slamming it.
Right.
And I'm not. I'll be honest. I've never heard of this brand of copier either. Like
a Ricoh? Yeah.
A Ricoh?
Yeah. No, that's pretty.
No, I've never heard. I have a Canon. Say, I had the same.
Oh yeah, I'm not saying we have a
Canon
too, but Ricoh's.
For 3 year cycles.
So how are we proceeding? Are we going to get
quotes? We're going to get another quote. We know we have to put something
from
in.
From somebody else?
Yes, she's going to check on the Colerain.
Okay.
She's going to reach out to Maggie.
Okay.
I got my big accountant project.
It's not cheaper.
I don't think so.
Okay, the copier. All right, and we talked about this. What?
Will didn't know what he's missing.
What else? Okay.
All right, that's the
free cash.
Free cash?
Free cash. That's our worksheet.
Free cash. We have a worksheet from you guys. So free cash 249. Is that?
249, 209. That's
what we have.
The number I got.
Is that after the money?
That's the most recent we have.
Okay.
Definitely.
But we used some of that at the last special.
I can pull it up on my phone right now.
10,000?
Four.
Oh, well,
For the Colerain truck?
The Colerain truck.
Yeah.
But
so that's what I don't know if this number is this number.
The cruiser?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I thought it was 8,500 exactly.
But we
got
a transfer over at the time. We didn't know what it was. So
okay.
We asked the voters to allow 10,000 of free cash to go to that vehicle.
So it's two.
But if
so
it's
if
no
this,
longer needed.
No, it was used.
It hasn't been used yet.
No, it hasn't.
And it might not be, because I've heard whisperings that it's not happening.
Right, that's my, it hasn't.
Well, we're not getting the truck.
I haven't been told that.
No, it's not the truck, it's the car, and there's some discussion coming forth, my understanding, and I don't think this is secret squirrel stuff, but.
Well, we haven't been told.
No, we haven't been officially told.
Oh, well,
Not that it's secret squirrel, but I'm just saying that we haven't been told. So as far as I know, it's still going through, but.
Oh my god.
Well, I believe it's going through, but I thought there was gonna be some sort of amicable agreement with some sort of contracts on who pays for what, and I didn't think there was a cost associated with it.
Yes, there is.
Well, you still gotta pay for the vehicle. Where is?
Oh, Lordy.
Okay, well then I've heard a different story.
The additional expenses.
Oh, well, there might be a change, but.
Yeah, but we haven't been.
But right now, we have to assume $10,000 out of there, because it did get voted at STO.
Okay.
And I'm assuming that that's the number, I don't remember this to be true, but $249,209 is what was certified. Okay, so we really have.
$239.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
That was the long and short of it, so.
I know.
Since it's for vehicle, I would say we would take that out of the equipment vehicles line.
So before you make your decisions, can I just throw something else out there, please?
Sure.
So of that money, I just wanna go through this, you were gonna put, you're just funding the stabilization funds.
No, the top line is not stabilization fund.
The what?
The top line.
Oh, yeah, no, other than that, property.
That's the STO.
Right. So the only thing I wanna throw out as a cost that I see coming down the pipe, which is substantial, is we do have money set aside already that was pulled out of somewhere, and I don't know, for repairs to the roof here.
About like 45.
Wasn't that building maintenance, building stabilization?
But there's a good chance that there's gonna be more roof work here at some point in the near future, within the next year. Not necessarily, but definitely coming down the pike. So I just want to keep that in folks' mind when they're talking about what stabilization accounts to be building up, because when this roof, unless we find a grant somewhere, which we'll still keep looking for, but unless, you know, this roof is gonna take a good chunk of money at some point in time. Two things that have to be done here to help us is the roof and the heating system in here. At some point, it's gonna be looked at. Luckily, the heating system we're looking at with the Green Community Funds, so hopefully that isn't something we have to look at funding through some other way. But the roof, I don't know that we have a source yet to pick up those funds. And it's gonna be up there. It'd probably be 250,000-300,000 for the remainder of the roof after we do the work we're gonna do. This part of the roof is getting done.
Yeah,
I gotta look back, but I think it's this part.
It's the part over the cafeteria and part of the over
it's like in this valley up here.
Right,
yeah. So I just want to throw that out there. I'm not saying.
It is imminent. I mean, part of the ceiling collapsed in that girl's bathroom a couple weeks ago. That's not part of the roof getting replaced, so.
That's what happens when you don't build a square rectangular house and you have hips and valleys. Things don't quite.
It's so pretty.
It's so pretty, but it's not functional.
The stabilization accounts are
not energy efficient.
Are those in the?
They're on her little sheet. She did. The balance.
No, I want to see all the rest of them. Those are in the.
So do we know how much is in building?
That's what I'm just gonna.
I'm looking for your stabilization.
The new ones for today.
I do. The ones that we just got sent.
Yes.
I just gotta find where they are.
I got it too.
Sent me a stabilization fund.
No, not there.
Yeah, it's gotta be special.
Okay, here's let's see.
Yeah. Oh yeah, expended $40,000.
Okay. From what?
From the school / town buildings improvement stabilization.
Oh yeah, so we're down to 53. Right? We took 40 out.
Yeah.
For the work we're gonna be doing, which is 30 something, but until they strip it, if there's plywood replacement, that was gonna be at, you know, per piece, so that's why we went to 40 to be safe. Might have some left in there, but not a lot.
Is that what's his name that's been doing the work?
So the low bid from this one was Titan.
Yeah, was that,
yeah,
didn't they do a repair for us before?
Yeah. We had three bids for this one, and Titan was low. All prevailing wage. So there's only 53,000 left in there. So at some point, we are gonna have to start, unless we dip into just general stabilization.
So that's the building stabilization is 53 in?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, according to this, if this is accurate, it's 170,800 in general.
After the...
Yeah.
After you put your 50, yes it is. I'm looking at, the general is, 120, that's what you have? Yep, 120, that's what I have, yep. So, I'm not asking you necessarily have to change anything, it just came out in my brain while I was thinking about everything.
Well,
and that it may have to go to taxation. I don't know.
Right. Well, it might have. I mean, and we've got to figure out this broadband note thing because in a couple of years we're going to get no money.
Right.
And
right.
We also at some point have to refinance that, and we're not at a bonding rate of anything, so we're going to have to figure out how to pay for that. And I don't know how many year note we're going to go out on that is, or what they'll allow us to.
So the recommendation was to $60,000 on the broadband note, $50,000 in general stabilization, $5,000 in the assessors, that's there for the IT. Audit, we're soon due for an audit.
I just saw Scanlon's office. They're in my office today.
$10,000 for the audit, $10,000 for IT. These are all important. And $80,000 into the.
We would take that to $70,000 because you just took $10,000.
Okay.
Okay. Because we started two.
And that's the. Equipment, right?
Yep, vehicle equipment. Yep.
Which is down low now.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. The firefighter. I mean, I'm not opposed to any of this.
Well,
just throwing the roof stuff out for at some point.
And
maybe that's what we target the next year.
Well, yeah, we felt like if we put it in general, then you could use
could,
it.
Could, right, yeah,
yeah,
yeah. Yep. Yep.
So I recommend going from firefighting equipment, 4,000 down to 3,900 and fund the extra 100 into the garage doors.
So the garage doors will be 30.
Only 16 under on the garage doors.
Well, that's all right. It's not $4,000 on the, and worst case scenario, if it comes in, he always has overage on his expense line, so we can split the extra into that.
And 80 goes to 70.
Yep.
Okay.
And then 39 for.
Okay. All right. So this is where we can start it.
39 is firefighting equipment, and 3309 is highway fire garage doors.
Yeah. So we can start it this way.
Where do I? Just put in the spreadsheet.
These are going to be article warrants to the article.
Yeah, you have to.
Okay. Well, yeah. I didn't know if you wanted if there's like a sheet. Work with that you guys liked, or I don't know.
You can plug them right in at this point, plug them right onto the warrant.
Well, there's nothing on there yet, so we'll get through it.
And I have a really hard time with the minutes from, I look at the minutes from our warrants, previous warrants, a lot, and half the time Article 3 is not attached. Sometimes it is, sometimes it isn't. But Article 3 should be in the place of Article 3. And it's really, it drives me nuts to go online and pull it up and not be able to find a number that I'm looking for.
Well, that should be a discussion we have with the town clerk.
Yes, but to me, we keep it as a separate thing. If we included it in the body of the article, it would be done that way.
So the minutes that I've read, they really hold no point of discussion on the ATM. It's just, this passed or this didn't.
Mary has a reason for it. I don't remember what she told me one time. I'd like for her to have that discussion with you guys, because I don't know what her reasoning is for why she does what she does, but I can't speak for her.
Well, and I also said that the way that we vote things is not what's recorded in the minutes. We vote a lump sum with no questions and a certain amount, and then we go back line by line and we vote individual line items, and that is not at all what our minutes reflect.
Well, from what I hear, there's usually a meeting of the select board with the town clerk at some point,
yes,
right ahead of
and
it.
And moderator, yeah.
I think that'll be a good forum.
For no, it won't. Discussion. It won't change anything. That's how we've always done it.
Okay.
That's the Heath way.
Well, so it sounds like nothing's ever going to change.
Not at present moment.
All we can do is try to understand that better.
Well, I just want us to be above board, and when you vote something and you vote it a certain way, your minutes should reflect it that way. And if we're voting, you know, a $1.8 million budget and we vote 1.6 and then go line by line on things, then it should be, well, now we voted public safety at this amount and this amount and this amount. And because ultimately, much like what we do at the end of the year for year-end transfers, it's the bottom line. We should not be going line by line by line. Quick question, anybody have? Talk about article item line 22, line 64. All right, that's done. At the end, the bottom line is $1.8 million. Do we approve, yay or nay? That is what we that is what our minutes reflect. That is what should be.
This is true.
Is the town clerk the person that writes them, or am I writing them?
The town clerk writes
them,
but the moderator is who administers the meeting, and the administration of the meeting is not the reflection of the minutes.
It should be corrected.
And
should
it
have
should
that
be fixed.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
In my unprofessional opinion. And I've asked for this
can
and asked for
this
for years.
And
the meeting would not take 1,000 hours if that was the case.
Yeah. That goes
well,
along with the task you're going to do.
If
and it's two
example,
page. Back, you got to start on the back side and you could read it forward. You don't have to read it right
yeah,
now.
That's why I'd like
but
to
that goes along with, so I just gave Alice a document that is the conversation that Mary brought up about a revolving fund Sawyer Hall. Because
oh, that's that.
There
I,
is
I
none.
I printed it out and put that in the Warren article thing, but the problem is, too, is that it's not going into the community hall revolving right now. So that's wrong. It's not going in there. It's going into this random account called community hall something or other. It's not shown on the special revenue sheets. I had to go into VEDAR and pull the
something
account history
like
myself.
So it goes with what you're going to be working on.
So
just
I don't think
that.
That's even going to need to go in the warrant, though, because that's not where it's going.
No, but it speaks to the fact that you got to figure out where that money's going.
It does speak to that.
Moving forward.
Does something come under this?
We will
all right.
Money.
Thank you.
Right.
All right,
can
what else?
Accountant know this?
On the budget.
So is this from a year ago and we're just looking at it now? I'm just
no,
to
it came up a year ago, but then Mary remembered that it came up and brought it up to Mia.
And that we hadn't done anything.
And that we hadn't done anything. Well, we hadn't done anything because I don't know where the money, where, it's not just Sawyer Hall, it's all of the locations that have to be straightened out.
I really like us all to shout, show me the money.
Show me the money.
Yeah.
Okay, anything else on the budget? Worksheet. Like budget worksheets.
I gotta find it again.
I think I've hit my wall.
This will be
yep.
For you to read
tremendous
it.
Amount. When are you planning to finish the work for the warrant? Like, are we meeting again or are we? Or do you know?
I would think we would need to meet again once the warrant is fully compiled so that we can do our recommendations.
Just to make sure it's all kosher.
Well,
what we've talked about.
We'll try to have the first draft of the warrant by next Wednesday. It sounds like that's when it's supposed to be done. I don't know how I'm going to do it, but I'm going to try.
There's no try.
There's only two.
We have faith, Mia. We have faith.
When do you guys meet?
We don't have another meeting scheduled at this time. Bob and I are out of town most of the rest of the month. Mm. Not together.
I was gonna say, really?
It's a hot ticket, you know?
Oh. I'm stalking Ned. I can only do so much.
That's right.
Rob and I had a comment.
Sure, yeah.
So I went down the Article 3 list looking for those lines where if the amount was approved, it would be more than what was approved at last year's ATM. Mm-hmm. You could call them increases. I mean, mm-hmm. Big ones, of course, are insurance. Well, there are quite a few. I came up with about $245,000 more than last year.
Didn't surprise me.
I will fill out, put the COLA on the other line so we can at least have a total.
And, yeah, I mean, that insurance is a big one. And do we have the numbers for broadband?
Well, yes and no. We have from the bank the minimum required for interest. The interest for, what is it, 30-something?
31.
31.
Yeah.
And that's less than my sheet.
Yeah.
Mm. The principal, we don't have a minimum for the principal. I think if we asked for it, they would give us a figure roughly around 60,000. So if we went with that, we'd be paying both less for interest and less for principal. But that would be sort of counter to what we've been doing the last couple of years, which is to pay more than we're required to for principal. Using such things as the CAF-2, the money that comes in, and hopefully, as we're suggesting, using the 60. And last year at this time, we had, I think, 100,000 written in there for principal, mm-hmm. which that and was more than required. And as it turned out, we added to the 100,000, the CAF-2 money, so that when September came, the month when the payment is made, this most recent September was, I think, roughly around 158,000.
Do we know what is outstanding on that?
That's what I was going to ask. And we have to vote to use the CAF-2 that we just got to. Don't we?
We didn't get CAF-2. We got
money. I mean, not the CAF-2, but the money from, don't we have to vote with that?
I thought we already did.
We voted to accept it.
But we have to vote to, because we have to vote to accept it,
right.
And then we have to vote to use it.
Last year that vote occurred, it was about a month before. Well, it was somewhere around August.
So we should put that on.
Well, if we have the acceptance of the 60,
well, it's going to go towards the principal, right?
I would say I make a motion the 60,000 goes to the principal,
mm-hmm.
right.
In addition to any future CAF-2 money, in addition to the 60,000 from free cash that we're looking to do an STM on, and
right.
to figure out because, I'm a little leery.
We got 60,000 twice this year, right?
No, we got the money from.
No, we finally got the money from.
Right. The secondary, the late payment of 60 that we were hoping was going to be 100
mm-hmm.
came.
Yep.
It should have come in September. It came. So now we're going to put that towards
the loan.
Okay.
Principal.
Right.
We voted 60,000 in stable, free cash is, so that's a secondary 60. Because
the intention of that was to use the 60 that came in as that, because you said it would be converted to free cash. It wasn't to double it.
Okay, that's what I was thinking.
It was that 60 that came in that missed the budget for this year.
Right, but that money is not in free cash.
Yeah.
It hasn't been
right,
free.
It won't be
until fall, which means it'll be available next year.
Can I ask a crazy
right,
question?
So how can you apply it and put it in free cash?
No, they transferred 60,000.
They
broadband.
Yeah, you pointed the select board. I'm like,
to
we didn't
you
know.
Guys, uh-huh. And you accepted the 60,000.
Yeah, that's why we don't have to vote to use it, because we use it in free cash. Or however, when it comes through, it'll come through, and then we
how
decide what to
do like
with it.
Do they direct deposit this? They give us a check? How do we get the money, like actually?
I think
it
that's an
account.
Yeah.
It doesn't go through for. Well, all right, never mind.
That was that whole thing about anticipated income.
Mm-hmm. But I said, how can you put it down as anticipated income if you don't know how much you're anticipating?
Right. Well, and the problem is with the anticipated income, it's one thing when you have a lease and you know how much money is coming in.
Correct.
When you don't have a predictable amount, it's like, oh, I pay $500 a month for rent. I know I've got $6,000 to, you know, to pay my mortgage or to pay my whatever.
That's
we
why
don't
that
have
form,
that number.
That report we got from the board, municipal light board, that showed a decreasing amount every year because
right.
of the increasing cost or whatever, you know, that whole thing. That number that keeps getting smaller and smaller, I look at that and I say, well, Dave can't take that and call that anticipated income because it keeps going down.
Right.
Or he takes the smallest amount that's anticipated 10 years out and you can only hold that in as
anticipated.
As
well,
anticipated.
And I think it's 2030.
The way you've been doing it is the better way to do it anyway.
Right.
Because you put it towards, you, it's
then it goes
unanticipated,
zero.
It comes in and it goes right towards
oh,
the,
no, I'm sorry.
I mean,
sorry.
Well, it goes right into the coffers, town, right?
The right
cash. Gets,
no,
if we don't use
contract.
It, it'll flush out as free cash.
10-year contract.
Right. No, typically we receive it and we agree that it goes towards the note.
So
that's different.
Didn't the 60,000 that was transferred over, and just let me get some clarity on this, because
okay.
I think there was a change somewhere along the line. It is now going through the free cash process, whereas before it was going into this account that we could then laterally transfer to the loan.
No, that might still be true. I don't know. We'll have to ask Dave that. Because I do feel like we've taken a vote as a select board to transfer,
mm-hmm.
or to, I don't know if that's the right word, but in the past. What's weird about this time is everything has got a six on it, right? So
right.
there's CAF 2 that comes through.
Right, and that's
which
a whole separate
60 something.
56, I think
56
it is.
Now
right.
or
that,
whatever.
That's a, and that comes in June, July, September,
yeah.
something
yeah.
or other.
January.
There was two of them one year, right?
And we have to vote that.
One each year.
And that goes into an account, and we can pay it.
I feel
directly.
Like there was a change, and I think we need to clarify
right.
with Dave.
This is the problem with not handling your own money.
But the 60 that they transferred is the 60 we're talking about putting towards a broadband note. It's not an extra 60.
The 60 that they just got. We're saying that's the we're trying to figure out where that money is.
Right. We're trying to understand if it's in an account
that
just
can just
go off
lateral,
that, or if it has to be certified
right.
as free cash.
Right.
So if it's certified as free cash, we want to do the STM. If it's not, we want to just put it towards the broadband.
Correct.
Sorry, say that again. If it's
certified to free cash, we want to do an STM to get the free cash that's available.
But it won't be available.
No.
It won't be till the fall.
Right. It's the STM of FY26 free cash.
In the fall.
if this has to, if that 60,000.
Free cash has been certified already.
No, that you were on 25's free cash, you're talking the 60,000.
No, not according to the worksheet.
I understand this.
It says fiscal year 26.
We're in fiscal 26.
I know, but that's what the free cash number came
from. Well, this right here from you says fiscal 25.
Right, because I can't add in fiscal years. I add in annual years.
So we have 25 free cash that we talked about taking 60,000 and transferring.
The 25 free cash is actually the negative 824, right?
No, that would have been 24.
It's 24?
We're in
right.
fiscal
well,
26.
26.
So it's
you
not
can't have your money pre-certified
okay, so
before you finish the end of the year.
Right. Okay, 25. All right, then this free cash certification
taking,
is the wrong year.
You're taking 60,000 of that. Or your recommendation.
Is to take 60,000.
60,000 from free cash from 25, which
yes.
is what we just talked about.
Yes. The 60,000 that was transferred from the MLB to the select board at one point was going through free cash, but we think there's a transfer that might be in an active account that can literally just be a lateral transfer, like the CAF II money.
Right.
And if that is the case, we want to get that money over
all
as quick.
There.
Yes.
And you still want to do the 60.
Yes.
And the reason that has to be an STM?
Personally, I want to do the 60. And the reason, so that would pay down 60, 60, 50. You're
I don't have a problem with doing 60. I'm just saying it's not what we discussed. That's double the money we discussed.
Because we didn't discuss the 60 that came from the MLB. This just came up.
The reason
is
this has to be an STM?
No.
Because you're paying it on the back year?
I'm sorry.
The reason this has to be an STM before ATM is?
It can be during the, it can be part of the annual, doesn't need to be a
right, time. Because all the rest of it is.
Right. We've consolidated, we haven't even done an STM. STMs are really for previous old year tax bills and that kind of stuff.
Right, so we can just, there doesn't
okay.
have to, at this point,
okay.
everything can be under
so
ATM.
So we talked about this, we
okay.
CAF has just been, but because of the delay in the
MLB
man money, that 60, we have to figure out if it's in a town account now or has to go through the free cash process.
Yes.
If it's in a town account, to me,
we can vote.
It makes sense to lump it into that to the principal. Unless you want to then reallocate this 60 to something else.
Yes, because now you've double dipped. The 60 was the MLB.
You thought that was the money that we received.
That was the money that we received.
That
it wasn't in time, so it couldn't affect the tax rate this year. If it can affect the tax rate this year, then it's you're asking now for it to an extra 60 to come out of free cash.
So this question
to
sort of came up in the last MLB
yes.
meeting where the question was, has the 60,000 from the MLB to the town been acknowledged? And
yes.
David Fierro, accountant, has acknowledged it. Second question, has it appeared on the latest and greatest in a particular account?
That's what we're trying to find out. That's
yeah.
the question we're asking.
That's
right,
the
well,
question.
I'm just telling you the same question was asked in the...
I think the latest and greatest does not show...
It doesn't show what we get for him. Right.
No.
Right.
I know that it was said...
Yeah,
so I know that he knows that the $60,000 is supposed to receive. Where that goes, I don't know. If it is an actual literal bank transfer, the MLB transfers us this money.
My thinking is if the principal payment this year is $90,000, and we're putting the potential of CAF II money on it, $56,000, plus 60 from 25 free cash, and the potential of another 60 that was supposed to pay the payment to begin with,
mm-hmm.
but didn't pay it because the taxpayers paid it, then we will be better off in getting that principal knocked down so our interest comes down and thereby it doesn't affect the tax rate moving forward. because of the diminishing returns on the broadband right now, and the fact that money is not coming in, we need to hammer that quicker than later. And because eventually, in 3 years, it's gonna be all on the taxpayers.
Right.
100%.
Want that principal down as much as we can.
So on the broadband line in the
but I'm confused because it's not the
third page of the handout. Right now, there's nothing in there.
Right.
We have a proposal for how much the taxpayer should be ponying up outside of free cash.
Alice, do you know what a 5-0 account is? First two numbers are 5-0. Definitely not a general fund.
No, it's not a general's an 01.
It's like payroll.
Special accounts, 8-9s are inspection-y.
Well, that's where that $6,000 is at.
Is in a
broadband fund equity undesignated account that appears, the only thing that appears to be paid out of it is Bailey's check every week.
So we're not, that's, needs to go someplace.
So Talon is paying that check in, but it's.
We've paid Bailey since then.
But the MLB is a separate.
Yeah, but it gets transferred over. We just don't have that.
And I don't see how it happens.
Because we don't have that in here.
Our free cash, we got certified, this email came in, it was in November.
Mm-hmm. And it says 2026.
And this is free cash calculation fiscal year 2026.
But it should be 2025.
Well, it was correctly calculated in fiscal year.
But my point is, I don't think we were notified about the 60,000 back in November.
No.
No.
So it's not included in this.
No,
it's not. It won't be in that one. It'll be in the next year.
Right.
Come till this year.
But I thought there was confusion about whether it was a part of this free cash. It is not.
No. It's not a question. This 60,000 is
of
the 239 that we are allocating towards paying that down. The CAF 2 money is separate.
No, I totally get that.
The 60, they just made the allocation.
Right.
So
it would go into next year's
free. I thought you were questioning if this was the 60 we had just gotten or not.
No, I know the 60 we just got would go into next year's free cash, but we don't want taxpayers to have to wait that long to get that money.
No, I don't.
Or if it's in a 5-0 account that we can just have Chris transfer to the principal.
Got it.
But that line item is
it kind of seems like it is.
That's what it kind of seems like it is from the sounds of that.
Because this is definitely under the 5-0.
Funny enough, actually, it looks like that is the only account, actually, except for one, the depreciation reserve equity. Those are the only two 5-0 accounts.
Okay. And does it show?
Equity account.
Does it show when that transfer happened?
Well, 2/12/26.
Perfect. So that's the money that you guys accepted. Now we have to determine where we want it to go. I think we just answered the question.
Able, yep. You get it to the broadband principal.
Right, but it might. You know, Dave has, this confused me, and still kind of does. But there's some accounts that are like shadow accounts for other accounts. So he put in the note that says MLB vote to transfer to general fund. I'm assuming GF means general fund. That would make sense. It's not an 01 account, but I'm almost wondering if it's not a shadow account, but just for kind of note taking for, I don't know, record keeping purposes rather than an actual type of account.
So we need
well,
to
verify. I know there's like accounts that are, you know, they start with a 4. 4 is a revenue. Start with 5. 5 are expenses and all of that. So I think.
I don't know.
If the fact that it was done approximately around the same time as that meeting, to me that would say that that money correlates with the vote from the MLB.
Hold on. What's that? Do you know what that is?
I'm out of snacks.
Receivable.
They had a new snacks.
I don't know. We're not
going
to be able to figure this out.
No,
so
we're not.
We
got to
talk to
Dave. No, we need Dave.
All right.
We do need to kind of understand, though, on that broadband.
So if the bottom line to it is if the 60 is transferable directly over, you want to take the 60 that you're recommending from free cash to go to the broadband note to go someplace else?
No.
Or you still want it to go there?
No, unless you think you need it for the roof.
So you want it to all go there?
Yeah, that'd be 120.
Okay.
And plus, we gotta decide how much we want from the tax to collect from the taxpayers for the note as well this year.
Correct.
Because that's a blank.
Where's the additional? I know we've talked about this, but we've gone in circles. The second 60 is coming from
free cash.
Okay.
Then
on top of the 60 that MLD gave us.
Correct. And
if
then
possible,
whenever
yeah.
CAF 2 money comes in, that will go too.
As well.
Because I would.
Do we know why the money in CAF 2 is just sitting there right now?
I'm sure he's got to transfer that over.
Did we get the CAF 2?
He's
got to
do
money?
The bookwork.
There's $58,000 in there right now.
So that's
yeah.
the CAF 2 money. So that's another.
Right, but that's what I'm saying. That money on top
everything
of it.
Everything has to go over.
Right.
Yep.
Okay. We have to vote to
and,
go over that.
And not, that's what you got to put that on the agenda for us.
Okay, but one of the free cash, the $60,000 from free cash has to go to annual town meeting.
Yes.
Okay. So that everything
yes.
else can be voted by the select board and the regular meeting.
Correct.
Yes.
The
yes.
CAF 2, the.
Yep.
The money MLB gave us.
Yep.
Yes.
And
that's what we're. That's how
okay.
we're reading it.
And
we
that's. And we might be wrong.
We got to confirm with
you. It's there's because of the dynamics of the timing of stuff.
Yeah. If it has to go to free cash, there's nothing we can do about it. It's just a done deal.
Right.
Okay. The 60
that the MLB transferred. If it has to go to free cash, if it's too late to do something to put it towards.
Then that would just have you voted next year's annual town meeting
yeah.
to
yep.
put that against the note.
Yep.
Okay.
And we want the note to be.
We were looking to see what the balance was, right?
That's what I would really like to
know.
Okay.
What the remaining.
Who knows it? That's what I
own.
Can't seem to get a clear answer on. Who is supposed to know? Because Chris says she has no idea. I know I don't have any contacts with the bank. MLB seems to have no idea. So who has an idea? Because I don't.
Well, the person we pay is
the
MLB.
The,
should they
well,
know this number?
No, we hold,
no,
no.
The, we hold the bank note, not the MLB.
Yeah,
that's
a
thing. To the bank.
We hold the liability.
So give me the history.
Chris says that she
great.
Doesn't do anything
but
with it, and the MLB does all
should
it.
Still know that information.
I don't understand that,
us.
Given the fact that she gave us the system number.
Let Ned speak. Can't you get it from Brianna?
Ned knows more.
Yes, I had received in early October an email from Brianna that I think answers your question. It's not,
perfect.
She doesn't use the same form for delivering this information as she did previous years, but I think it's there. And if you have questions, let me know.
Oh, great.
If you could just forward me that email, that
yeah,
would be wonderful.
I will.
As
so,
I say, and Ned seems to think we're in the $800,000 to $900,000 range.
And I would propose
okay.
we do 10% in the budget, given we're up on so many other things. 10% of the note balance.
Okay.
So if it was 100 last year, that'd make it 80 or 90,000 this year, a little bit down. But, I mean, I'm all for putting it down more, but I'm not all for breaking the taxpayers to do it.
Mm-hmm. Well, we can get it down to the 10%, and let's see where the bottom line is, and if we have to discuss things, we have to discuss them.
Yeah, because if we are at, we'll say, 825, and we're putting almost 200,000 down on it, hypothetically, I'm just throwing numbers out, then we're at six something, then we're looking at 60. It's far more manageable to pay that off in 3 years, 4 years, with the extra CAF due and the extra money coming in, than it
before
is.
Before that money drops to
right.
the
right.
front.
Yes.
And when
that
we,
sounds really encouraging.
Because
right.
if it drops
right.
to zero, and we gotta throw whatever that payment
right.
is
right.
onto the taxpayers,
no, it's great.
I
idea.
Am directing them all to you.
Me.
Somebody.
Don't be making eye contact
somebody,
with me.
Somebody. Somebody who is on a board that manages this.
Don't think it's me.
Yeah,
but no, that does sound really encouraging.
All right. Is there anything else? Or can you guys just hold 1 second?
We can hold.
Can I have a motion, please, to...
Get
okay,
out of here.
So what are we doing? We're
appointing
the
library substitute.
Molly Lane.
Oh, yes.
And what is the gal's name?
Help me.
Hold on. It's on the agenda.
Molly Lane.
Molly A. Lane and Caitlin Irene Semin.
Can I have a motion, please, to appoint the two of them as library substitutes?
Yes, so moved.
I'll second it. Any further discussion?
No.
All in favor?
Elisa, aye.
Robin, aye. Sorry, I didn't know that's what was
so
holding up.
My,
waved
is
at
that
me.
Why you were here this whole time?
I thought it was about the stipends and something.
I didn't have any questions. But
hold up a sign.
Yeah,
something.
Just kicked us.
Okay.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
I should have remembered.
That's okay. I thought
oh,
like,
citizen's petition?
It was kind of a last minute thing, so I thought it was like a little impertinent.
Do you guys want to hear the citizen's petition piece, or do you want to?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. All right.
Well,
citizen's
I,
petition.
So
what are we talking about?
Oh, that's what. Okay.
Here. Medicare for all.
Medicare for all.
What's in your mail? You have my phone.
Oh, good lord. I don't even think my computer's on anymore.
Can you give us the quick notes?
Yeah.
Okay, basically, there has been a bill of pills in House and Senate, State House and Senate, to institute a Medicare for All program plan from state. It's been bottled up for years in committee, and so we're trying to get towns to simply say, please bring this up for a vote. We support it. Basically, the estimates I have are that it would save the town a couple $100,000 a year between regional school district healthcare expenses and town healthcare expenses.
Your name?
Stan Lewis.
Stan, yeah. Dina. Nice to
meet
you.
On the list.
Sumner Stetson. It's like I came from Michigan, we'd be like, I lived here.
Well, most
people actually. It's
true. Yeah, you're from Michigan.
Well, I've been
yeah.
All day long in
yeah,
cement.
She's over here.
I don't think we will.
Yeah.
Because
yeah.
It's going to be a war.
No.
We can't.
I think
it
was a play it safe thing.
Okay.
Mary and I
they can,
the
weird they get their votes. They can do whatever they want.
Right.
It's going to be an article of war.
Yeah. We don't have
so
to give it approval.
It's kind of a formality.
We can, though. You want us to do it?
The select board reviews and approves the language.
Okay.
You can't really not approve it.
That's the same.
Well, and you can't change it.
No.
Because
no,
if it's petitioned
it
on as a, not us, not this one, but if it's petitioned on as an article for, we want to do this project, and you don't have an article behind it with funding, you just wrote yourself a null and void.
Well, luckily, all this one is that we would be writing a letter,
right?
That's a letter of support.
If asking the select board, it's approved, you just write a letter to our legislator, because we only have two of them at the moment, saying we support this and like to see you support this. And you know, Hallmark is already co-signing on the bill. Because every year the bill has to be resubmitted because of the legislative dying committee.
Mm-hmm.
And part of this is, from what I've been told by the proponents, is the companies that are going to be impacted by this, insurance, for-profit hospitals, pharmaceuticals, are very generous with their funds to certain politicians. And so, this might be
to shut it down.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, they have the funds.
Mm-hmm. And they have a lot of stakes, so they can spend it.
Yeah.
Can I have a motion, please, to support the citizens' petition for resolution in support of Act Establishing Medicare for All, and agree to, for inclusion on the annual town meeting warrant, and agree to write the letter of support. Can I have that motion, please?
So moved.
I'll second it. Any further discussion? All in favor?
Elisa, aye.
Robin,
aye.
Thank you.
Thank you for what you're doing here.
Yeah. we exhaust your energy.
I think it was very interesting. Sometimes I couldn't follow it, but yeah.
Well, thank you.
Oh,
thank you. Sorry.
So
thanks
sorry
for staying
so
late.
So sorry.
It's okay. Thank you for inviting me.
Barbara knows to bring activity and, foot warmer.
Yeah, we should do that, maybe.
Thank you.
Take care. You guys are only halfway through your agenda.
I know.
Thank you.
No, we only have quick things after this.
Yeah.
What else on the budget?
They
good?
I think we need you to come back with a clean one.
Yeah.
And a little more filled in with different colors.
Well, now I think we have all sorts of things we can fill in.
There's lots of good stuff to go in there.
And I mean, the inevitable for future are going to be office assistant, board clerk.
The team is, the committee here is
usually pretty quiet in the fall.
We really gear up for the ATM and everything. But when you've got so much on your plate, like trying to map the accounts and stuff, so you should reach out.
Well,
for things like
that's
that.
Good, thank you. Because
we can meet once or twice in the fall.
Well, we're much, this is, so I've been really doing this in the background for a handful of years.
Yeah.
But now we are at a point where we are ready to really dive in and make some last, we're at that spot.
Some lasting changes.
We love the last minute hero work. That's kind of our special.
Oh, I'm happy to hand some of it out.
I'm going to beat my, we're going to get a drum.
Yeah, the more eyes on this financial stuff, the better. I mean, it's pretty foreign to me, and I've been listening to all of it and learning along the way. So the more help, the better.
Following the money is usually where you find the crime.
Ooh.
So.
All right. You guys going to keep meeting, or are you done?
Yeah, we got to approve some minutes. And then
okay.
Well, I'm kind of curious about one or two items
the
coming down.
If you want
or a couple down.
What do you want?
Well, I'm curious about the liquor license.
Or it's board resignation?
Liquor license? So we'll skip to this and then we'll go up. Okay, liquor license.
Liquor license is, and Elisa might be able to speak a little bit to this because I am majorly confused in speaking with this woman. She had her wedding at the fairgrounds in September, and she reached out about whether or not she needed a liquor license.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, I've never done liquor licensure before, so I have to do a deep dive into the alcohol.
We don't own the fairgrounds.
Control Commission. No, we do not. However, there are some situations in which we still need to issue licenses. So in
correct.
This case, because they are not selling liquor, it's not cut and dry that we need to issue a license.
Mm-hmm.
ABCC, when I reached out to them, said that in this situation you don't have to. However, a lot of towns would require that, so it's the decision of the select board as to whether or not they want to require a one-day liquor license.
Can we charge a fee for it?
We should.
We should
for one-day liquor licenses because it does take some work. I have no idea how to do it.
But there was more to this response that you got. That if the premises where the event is being held is being rented out for the event, a one-day special permit is required. We are renting the fairgrounds for this event.
We're not.
You're not, but we are. So that's the distinction. Okay. So it's not.
Yeah.
Okay.
So
that was
it's
clear to me.
It's private property. That's the thing.
It is.
It's a private event.
So
that's where it gets.
This is what
so
we.
It all comes down to liability.
This is what we require.
Yeah.
The Heath Ag Society requires that they get event insurance to cover the service of alcohol, and we also have them sign forms to hold harmless, that they acknowledge that they're serving alcohol, but they also acknowledge that they will make sure that it's locked down and no minors have access and the bar's not being unattended, blah, blah, blah. So I have two forms that they actually sign for that.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what the Ag Society does to try to cover liability.
Right.
But they do have to get event insurance and
right. And that would be the requirement for liquor license as well. I put this on the agenda rather than just doing a call Robin thing because another thing we have to think about, yippee hooray, is we have nothing in place that I can find about liquor licenses. We don't have a fee set, we don't have a process, we don't have an application, we don't have a form.
Oh no,
well, no, we have an application.
We do.
Is it?
We do.
Because it is not in my computer, it's not in the files.
No, we do it because we do it every year for the fair.
Yeah.
Where is it? Robin, I spent like 20 million minutes last week trying to find anything, and I called the ABCC, and they were really annoyed because they're like, how do you not know this?
I know like Pine Hill, they'll come to the town if they're, because they're a restaurant, whatever,
mm-hmm.
but they also, they have their little shack outside and whatever. They come to the town for a one-day liquor license. They did, the hell is it called, dinner in the blossoms or whatever during apple season when the blossoms were all that you went and paid whatever a fee and they served you wine and but you had to get a thing from the town.
That's usually when you pay for the alcohol. That's where I'm getting caught up too, is because it's an open bar. They're paying the server, obviously, the people getting married are paying the server, but the people who are being served the alcohol are not paying for the alcohol.
I didn't either. I was paying for a ticket that gave me meal and an open option for many beverages.
It's called pouring license. That's why you can't
find
it. You can't
find it.
Paying for the alcohol.
You can find it on the town website?
Mm.
What about the Massachusetts County?
For sale at the event?
I don't know, I just found the one that they sold out.
Oh, for your.
Natural society, so.
It should, Kira, I really wish I had called the ABCC and had said yes.
Yeah, the guests are not paying the meal and the, and the.
Need to look for a pouring license, so it's called the pouring, not a liquor license.
There's no exchange of money.
So when you're doing your search on your computer.
I'm gonna forward this to you.
Pouring license.
But there's no pouring license for the alcohol beverage, but it'd be.
So, Elise, I don't understand why this would be any different than any of the other ones you do.
It's just that this particular person contacted the town, just saying, hey, they didn't contact me, saying.
Is that a specific thing?
600 people. Well, it says town of Eaton's application for special license.
No, I think she was just doing her due diligence based on our contract, when you said you got all the permits that you might think you need.
And this is separate from.
So she contacted the town, apparently.
Anything about the alcohol beverage.
But if you have it in there that you, it's a requirement, it's a requirement.
For whatever permits they might need, we don't, I mean, it's just a blank statement in there, if they're, you know, they need to be served safe, they need to, whatever.
Right.
So we leave it on them to do their own research.
Okay.
All I know is.
I mean, I can have her fill that out, I just don't see where that.
It doesn't sound like we need to.
I would think you need to.
I would let this go.
Okay.
I don't think you need to either.
Perfect. I love that answer.
It's not town property.
Yeah.
Is she a Heath resident?
No.
Oh, then we should charge her.
I was just gonna say that, thank you! The Ag Society.
We gotta get revenue.
We gotta get money.
We need some revenue. Never delay revenue.
Okay, so we're done with this one?
Yeah.
Robin, are you satisfied?
Yeah.
We'd like to hear about the board's clerk.
Okay, board's clerk.
Okay.
So, the board's clerk resigned, but that might not be the case now, there might be a retraction.
I think it's a reprieve.
Someone just get overheated and.
Yes, there was some overheatedness.
There was some built up of frustration and.
A panel, I can take it, I'm not gonna take it.
Yeah. Which got communicated through a letter of resignation. Mm-hmm. However, after a really great phone call, our board's clerk is willing to continue if we can put some procedures and protocols in place that can be adhered by. And
so she's still resigned, though.
She's retracted the resignation.
I think
she's discussing it.
She wants to know how we can move forward better.
I don't think that's gonna happen before July 1st.
Huh?
What's July 1st gonna do?
What's July 1st gonna do?
Not really July 1st.
She's still acting as board's clerk for Board of Health. We have a meeting tomorrow.
Just for
she'll be there.
Okay.
So, but no, I think she is willing to continue in this role, again, with some clarification about procedures and.
Is that what's best for the town?
I think so. I think so, personally.
Well, the purpose of the, I mean, yeah, this is gonna go back to what we were saying before. The board's clerk, whoever that person is, has responsibility to do their job and do it correctly,
mm-hmm.
to the best of their ability.
Mm-hmm.
And if they're willing to get information to be able to make it so they can do their job as correctly as possible, the boards that they're working for all have to buy into that.
Exactly. And that's where I think she needs some guidance and some support.
Maybe not be so loosey-goosey. I think
yes.
This has been an ongoing situation for the board's clerks.
No, not this one.
Well, not everybody has a personality for
again,
the
just
problem was
kind of
I was not getting myself into a leaving mess for
that's
them.
That's what we got to do. So
just some clarification, maybe a little mediation, a little. Let's
yeah,
talk about
that's all we
so,
can do.
But the
yeah.
select board is going that? To have to control the boards.
We can't. All we can
and
do
the
is
problem, and the problem with the way Heath is laid out is those boards, some of which are elected, not appointed. So it doesn't matter. The person you hire to facilitate them, they don't have to do a goddamn thing. that you ask them to do
all
or anything else.
That's right. All we can do at this point moving forward is have kind of like a mediation, like just
exactly.
a general meeting that is, you know, to discuss, have for people to be able to discuss and for us to be able to help where we can. But because all of those boards except for one are elected, we have no say.
Right, but
well,
we
have something about the board's position.
But we're elected and we report to you.
Two of them are elected, two are appointed.
You know, we don't appoint, we only appoint the Board of Health.
And ComCom, right?
ZBA, you're elected, right?
No.
No, I'm appointed.
Oh, you were
appointed? ComCom is appointed.
And ZBA, too.
ZBA, ComCom, and Board of Health are
appointed. Oh, so it's just planning board.
Planning
just
board,
okay.
Which
board
ironically might be the problem.
Why are they elected?
Well, that's a very good question. That's what your bylaws are. And maybe
yeah,
that needs
right.
to.
That's
because we have, I just find it interesting working in different towns to see how things work or don't based on how they are facilitated. Because just because you want
to
be on a board and you get the popularity vote does not mean you can do the job, clearly.
Amen to that.
And we're having a problem, and we keep having a problem with the same people, and there's got to be a change of leadership in order to facilitate a change in moving forward in a positive direction. And how to get that done is beyond me.
I think it's beyond us too. I think well, the more we need to figure out what's happening.
Well, I think
now,
we have
though.
To we have to
we
take
have,
the we have to take a step.
I think we have to decide
now.
Talk about
yeah. We have to have a meeting.
Like this is the reason the warrant's not done, the reason the budget's not finished is because I'm going to be looking at least me personally, probably 30 hours in the next
well,
that's, week.
Well, that's another whole thing that I just don't understand at this point. Why? I mean, I understand it. I shouldn't say that. I understand why. I mean, you sent out that email, and I'm like, oh, my God, look at all this time that's being spent on these articles.
Mm-hmm.
On the planning board.
So is there a deadline, and has the deadline is
we can
Friday?
The reason was to figure out if we were still going to be able to make
we
it.
We had a deadline.
Yeah.
We
so,
can still make it work right now, but...
No. Stop what you... I don't... We can. Why, when you have a problemsome board, instead of dealing with it, the answer is you haven't done what you needed to do for the second year in a row. Our deadline was this date. You didn't get it done. It's not in our possession. The select board has the authority to say we're not accepting it.
I know.
And,
I know that.
And penalize them for
I'm
not doing their job.
Make
but
that decision
the,
today,
but,
now.
But at the end of the day, it penalizes the town.
Yeah.
It's not just the board that doesn't do what they need to do or has issues or troubles or whatever it is. I'm
if
not,
it puts you out of compliance,
it
it's a problem.
It puts us
mm-hmm.
in a situation where the town doesn't have those protections.
Oh, no doubt, but we don't have them now. We're in a legal lawsuit over it.
You can suspend it now.
And it's still a problem
can
for the ripple
later.
Effect.
Yes.
Yeah.
You just can't do it with general bylaws. You can do zoning bylaws.
Oh.
Which is why I was wondering, I would like to know more about the timing. That's where I remember I said I was confused about your
email.
The email just about I'm not saying the select board date. I'm saying the allowable date by AG's office, from what you guys heard.
The way it was posted by the board's clerk was incorrect, as determined by the attorney general's office.
Okay.
They called them, and they said, we will not accept this. This was done incorrectly.
In what way? What was incorrect about it?
Both the legal notice and the paper ones posted here at Town Hall and Sawyer Hall were posted too late.
Okay.
And we never received anything in Coleraine, and you're supposed to notify your abutting towns. So that wasn't done either.
No. So our options are either doing what we did the last one, the Form 299 or whatever it is, which ends up, because that's when you have to publish the full page in the paper, or we start from scratch, which we can theoretically, if everything goes to plan, still push through, I say that, but at the same time, I don't have time to do this.
That's
yeah,
my
it's not
so,
going
so if it has
yeah.
to go
to
paper, it's what, an extra $1,000?
Yeah, either way, but no matter what, we have to think about the fact that we're already out the first $1,000.
Well, and again, we have these things that keep impacting us on a financial level, and there's no recourse for it.
No.
There's so, no. I mean, right now, the issue I see is I don't see how you get that all done for, on the planning board's behalf, and you do the work of the select board, the finance committee, because they're answering, you know, they're putting information out for this project that the select board has to get done. And we wanted to have it done Friday. We knew that we were being a little ambitious. In my mind, I said, oh, you know, we got one more week maybe after that, but, you know, if we fell into that one more week, which we're pretty damn close to that.
So Warren?
Yeah.
Yeah, because the reality
we're getting
is
our numbers. Yeah, our
still...
numbers are yes to get the information.
Oh. Yeah, well it's not gonna happen.
There's quite a few points that we have to come back in another it's not gonna be next week.
We
so
want all the information
right, so
for
in
this
two
Friday.
Weeks we're still gonna have questions.
Oh, from all the
other
boards.
You know, what
yeah, no,
gonna,
that's not happening.
The information
what?
That comes back from
but
all
we
of
were
things
pretty
that
close.
We were questioning.
We made our own deadline.
And
yes,
she works
everything
for,
but
she works for you.
Correct.
She doesn't work for the planning board.
No.
And let me tell you, when
I
was a board for the planning board, I had no problem telling them, get your shit, get it done, and get it ready.
But it's when you have somebody like him, you can't.
All right,
You can't.
We gotta,
You can, you just have to guide with a horse.
So right now, got to make a decision in the select board about whether, I mean, that's what I was trying to understand, is what needed to get done in what time frame to meet the mark for ATM.
Yeah, we could still just make the mark for ATM legally, obviously not according to our own select board deadlines.
Right.
We could still do it.
Yeah.
So
as long as you put the time into
yes.
it and take away from the time that you put into
which I can't
the rest
do.
Of that.
I already don't have time to do everything I'm doing. So.
And you don't work for an appointed board.
No.
So I think we need to toss it.
Elected
so
board,
there
sorry.
Was, when I came in to talk to Mary, when we came in and spoke with you, there was talk about just doing the one article about the battery energy.
Same amount of
blah, 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 blah. It doesn't matter if it's one article or four.
No. It does not.
It does. It is.
Because you and Mary were like, I think we could do this.
We could do it.
But it sounds like that even that is
possible. But.
Pushing off, you know, you away from your real job with everything else that needs to be done. So at
yeah.
one point we thought we could kind of just reserve space in the warrant and we could make this happen, but it sounds like
and the question is too though is we need to figure out something immediately because really right now she's either resigned or she's not and she's going to do the work or she's not
right
and
right.
somebody has to do the work and it's not being done by her right now and it's not being done by the boards
mm-hmm.
somebody has to post their agendas, somebody has to post their minutes
mm-hmm.
somebody has to get something done. We have to figure out who that is
mm-hmm.
and it's not going to be me
mm-hmm.
it can't be me.
No,
I understand.
So
that's
I've already absorbed the office assistant position. You can't absorb another 10 hours.
I think
yeah.
you need a drink.
I do.
Do you want a ducky?
Nice glass
no,
of
I think
wine.
It's all, and I didn't until I saw your letter or email that came out and my top blew off. I said, wait a minute, what are we doing? I didn't know that we were taking over all of the work that has
no.
to be
no,
done.
No, we were. I needed this decision for the select board as to whether or not they've. Because really, I mean, like everybody's saying, these things are in the best interest of the town as a whole.
No, and I understand that.
But,
I understand that.
Yeah, it needs to be a decision.
So either she gets back on the horse immediately, or
and it's not
going to
happen.
This gets postponed.
She's not going to do it. She's not going
to
do it.
And
so
no,
it's
because we have
happening.
Not clarified how to
yep.
move forward in a
and but I don't
healthier,
think we have the time
balanced
to do that.
Way.
So then you got
we don't have time right now to.
Then you
to
not, it's not good timing.
To figure out policies and procedures to put in place, nor do we have the. I mean, I don't. Even if she was to
this
be back in tomorrow,
well,
I have time to explain.
Isn't there a job description?
Right.
I do this job. So for me to sit here and listen to all of this.
I know, and I've done this.
And job. I have done this job in this town, and I did it for a very long time, years, 15, 16 months, could have kept doing it. Chose my sanity over dealing with some of the whatnots, and I was also going to be on to zoning board and other things.
Other things, right.
So there is a position, and it has to do with certain things. I'm in the process right now. I just did a hearing for gender neutral that got beeped up because the town clerk never filed the paperwork. Had to redo the whole thing. We weren't going to pay the $100,000 to re-advertise. That's lunacy. But there is a job description, and if the person doesn't reach out or can't reach out to people around that are doing the position to get some clarity on it, she's clerking right now for the Board of Health. The Board of Health is doing 4 pages of minutes sometimes. That is not productive. I do minutes, it's a page and a half. And it's, we're knocking stuff off month after month after month. There's a list, I've got whiteboards, everything has a timeline. You lay it out, it's pretty straightforward. This is when you have to have things done. This is what 2 weeks before, 7 days before, 14 days before. It's all laid out in, Brian's doing ConCom still, I guarantee you he is.
No, you're doing ZBA.
I'm doing ZBA.
He is doing ConCom.
So we have planning board and board of health. Mm-hmm. So that position, which is what, 8 hours a week, is being consumed by 2 departments that meet once a month?
Well,
are you kidding me?
One of them might not be meeting that much.
I'm not sure. That's insane. That is, we want to talk about.
It sounds inefficient.
We want to talk about money not being spent appropriately. I do 4 or 5 hours a week for 6 boards. And I, well, you know, hey, timeline, here we go. This one, I got a page for each department. When I got to do, what has to happen.
So I think.
You need 10 hours.
I think that.
Well, and I have a harder time with the fact that you have a marital status. You have your chair of your Board of Health is oversight for the board's clerk who is a spouse. I'm sorry, that is. You can't be objective. And nothing against her. I think she's lovely, but you know, I've done this and I do
this
all the time.
Well, right now she's not doing any of it. But you say she's doing the Board of Health.
Yeah, she's still.
Well, she was emailing
doing stuff.
That's a lot of hours for Board of Health that
does
4 minutes.
Well, I think that if I, so this is my thing for right now to get through the year. I don't think there's no way that we can negotiate communications to try to make that position more amenable to her. It's not going to work. So if she's
at this time, I mean,
right,
in
right
the time frame to try to make these articles
correct.
Fly.
Correct. And I don't think there's time to move forward to try to put those warrant articles together.
I will email planning board in the morning and tell them that they no longer have to have their meeting.
Can I ask a question as the chair of the zoning board who's in a lawsuit that I want to answer to that at some point shortly? I'll be emailing you guys about that. What exactly, lost my whole train of thought now.
What were the articles?
Yeah, is the road piece one of the articles?
That was special town meeting.
No, that got done at STM.
No,
it was taken care of STM.
We get the decision on
it's
March
the,
16th.
It's the ADUs.
So theoretically that could come back and get rejected too. That's not accepted yet.
Right.
And that just defaults to general law if we don't have something in place.
Right.
Streets and roads?
No,
ADUs.
Yes.
It was a 1 year moratorium on the batteries.
That's separate from ADU though.
What does she ask with the 3 R?
Oh.
Batteries,
yeah,
ADUs, and
definitions.
Cleaning up definitions.
Which I do want to go through, so I'm glad that we're not going to go through with this because I didn't have time to go through them because the first thing I looked at was if the battery energy storage system definition matched the definition in the
which
battery
it
energy storage system article, and it was completely different.
Are we,
can't
does
you just
our
reject that? I mean, it's like, this is not right, go fix. Not my job.
Yeah, but we hadn't seen it before.
Oh, you see it now, I'm just saying, kick
yeah.
it back. That's why I said I don't think we have to discuss it anymore. I think we have to say it's not happening.
Well, I wasn't sent this. This was more of a, okay, well, these are things that are ongoing right now. We have these ads in the paper. We were trying to figure out how to salvage
those
ads.
Yeah.
Once we found out we couldn't, that's when I came to you guys and said, okay.
Yeah. No,
we've
done right.
We paid $1,000, so we were like, well, let's see if we can keep going on this.
I think we have to recalculate and come back at STM.
Yeah.
I can't imagine paying $1,000 to repost something in the newspaper that you could just do again.
Zoning.
Okay, thank you. So we can do an STM.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying. I can't imagine spending $1,000 of taxpayer money.
You can't change a board from elected to appointed.
Versus going before and saying, I screwed up. I'm bringing this back in an STM.
You can't imagine going to STM.
No,
I can't imagine spending
$1,000
to do that
over. And I don't know what's going on with
well,
the, any
cost
of the
money then, though.
Yeah, it sure
it
is.
Costs a lot of money,
but maybe it'll motivate someone else to run for that board.
Well, I'm kind of curious because I don't remember. Now, I clerk for these boards, and you're supposed to notify your abutters when you have hearings on things. I do not remember reading anything that the town of Coleraine received, something saying that they were redefining roads, because I would have kept that.
Well, I will say, you get those in the mail all the time. They come regular mail. If it gets sent back, undeliverable, it doesn't matter. You tried to mail it. It's one of those things that you get and you throw in the recycling bin.
No.
So if Matt
Not me. I open every...
Are you sure you would have been the one to get it? Because if they just addressed it to town
right.
Coleraine...
I open it up.
Okay, we're off topic.
We're off topic now. I want to wrap this up because I'm going home.
Yeah.
Well, everybody else can stay.
No,
so are we in agreement this is what we're going to do? Elisa?
I think this is the position that we're in.
Okay. So as far as the resignation goes, there's only two options I see. Accept the resignation or cut the hours and all she does is Board of Health to the end of the year and the other three you've got to figure it out and then we're going to have to repost the job.
Okay, so based on my conversation, I don't think we're ready to accept the resignation at this time.
So she's gonna come back and put it in writing that she's gonna...
I can talk to them.
And we're not gonna do the other boards.
Mm-hmm.
So there has to be a decrease in hours. She's not getting paid that full amount if she's not doing all the boards.
Okay.
So we've gotta come up with, I don't have that right in front of me, what it is. How many hours a week is it?
I think it's 8.
Okay.
I do 5 to 6 with all of the filing every month.
So,
for board,
I don't know.
Including regular meetings.
I have no idea what's based on.
I mean, I think at one point we would have said 2, 4, 6, 8, but three of them don't take as much as maybe.
I don't know what the thought process was.
So either she resigns or she just clerks for Board of Health until the end of the fiscal year at reduced hours.
And then if she says reduced hours, we'll figure out how many hours that is.
Emotionally,
it's only going to be like.
Have you read them?
Isn't it what we discussed?
No more than 4 hours. I think.
Yeah. I mean, she's not going to do it now. I don't know what we're going to do. Hers have to figure it out themselves, and I'll email them in the morning and say we're not going through with this. And they can figure out anything else they want to do.
Thank you, FinCom.
Hanging
in there.
Thank you.
All your work.
Yeah.
Really good. If you haven't signed my thing for a select board, I'd appreciate a few more signatures. Thank you very much.
You want us to come back around the
24th?
Around the 24th. What's the next Tuesday?
We don't want to bump it out that long.
Because that's when Richard Martin presents the Franklin Tech budget.
31st? Is that what day of the week is it?
Tuesday at 5 p.m.
I can call FinCom meeting that day. You won't be able to make it?
I can't. No, the first week I can't.
Okay.
the first week of the month.
This is the, well, I guess that.
Are we not, they're meeting on the 24th?
And the 31st. The 31st is just the date, because that's gonna be.
All right, well.
We're probably gonna talk about it at every meeting.
Well, I was gonna say, I think there's a lot of things that still have to get pulled together.
I mean, we're gonna have budget on every time, so.
Right, I was gonna say.
Whoever, if you guys wanna split up and come different times or whatever, but.
Yeah, we need it.
Cause you'll have it ready by that.
The warrant?
Yeah.
By, yeah.
The 24th.
Yeah.
Okay, all right, thank you. Is that good or bad?
Good, I guess, yeah.
I mean, I think it has to be, a decision has to be made.
About the board's clerk position?
About, whether we move forward with those warrant articles.
I thought we just did.
I mean, it had to be.
Yeah. It was today or nothing.
Yeah.
The meeting is already, I posted the agenda on the off chance you guys wanted me to push it through. I posted the planning board's agenda, I made sure they were gonna have a forum.
Well, there's no way that they're gonna be able to do it on their own.
No, they're not.
They have nobody to help them.
And they need to be walked through this. Step by step.
Who, you gonna send that to Doug?
The rest of the planning board, Will, cause Will was a proponent pushing it forward. I don't think that he would have said even if he didn't want to push it forward, so.
Okay, what do we have left here?
So just copy me on that email and I'll share a bit on that.
I don't know anymore, Lisa, let's see.
And we're pretty much done.
No, we're not, we have minutes.
We can. Well, we can do the minutes really fast, the executive session.
Yeah.
We can't move this Route 8A forward, but we have to do that, so.
Oh, we have to, right.
That's really, cause that has to go.
No, the culverts one is the one that we really have to do, right?
Both of them, both culvert ones. The 8A culvert one is just, we need to have the easement article to take those easements on the annual town meeting warrant.
Was it temporary?
Okay.
No, that's the problem. But I've done all the initial whatever meetings, I really wish that we knew more about this culvert project before right now. But we need to get permission to take these easements. There's four temporary easements, three permanent easements, all of which are pretty sizable in the grand scheme of things. I have our attorneys drafting letters to the three permanent easement property owners saying that this is what's happening and kind of requesting a decision from them as to whether they would be willing to donate those easements. We're not gonna be able to get those pieces of property appraised in time for annual town meeting, therefore we cannot raise and appropriate the amounts necessary to take the easements if need be, if these landowners do not choose to donate.
But if we're gonna have an SDM.
We could do it then, or because the appraisals probably wouldn't be very high, the money could come from Chapter 90. So I have talked to Tyson and he is amenable to that, and it would not be very, very pricey. Shouldn't be, at least. And in speaking with Hilma, who knows a lot of people in town very well, she didn't, other than one issue where I guess the Tanners think they own land, they don't own, the easement should be donated properly.
Okay.
She didn't think that there would be any reason why they wouldn't
be
accepted.
But the attorneys are dealing with those.
Are working on it. I have, the problem is VHB never came up with like a true meets and bounds plan with the easements on them. So if we did need to go to court and take them, we don't have the information necessary. So I have VHB reaching out to DOT to figure out if they can get approval to fund VHB coming up with a meets and bounds plan, which will then have to go to KPBR. We could then do the work on the back end to take them. But no matter what, we need to get permissions to get the easements at this annual town meeting.
Okay. All right. And then the other one that was in the mail.
The letter of support for the culvert assessment. So it sounds like.
We just are.
You were just signing
yes,
it, saying, yeah, we would love it if you did an assessment of our culverts for free.
For free. We'll take part in
right,
this.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
So we don't
it sounds like DER was asking companies to come up with a scope of work and identify which towns they felt were the most underserved and in need of this. And they said,
yes.
Keith's one of them.
We should find something else that they look at us as underserved and in need.
So that we're just saying yes, and that's it?
Yeah, Robin will sign the letter, but
okay.
If she...
Yeah, do you want to vote on that for your record?
Either way.
Can I have a motion to sign the letter of municipal support for culvert assessments under the DER Ecological Restoration Technical Service Management Master, oh this is a master agreement, and you're going to give me the okay to sign this. It's March 10th, 2026 is the date.
So moved.
I'll second it. Any conversation?
Nope.
All in favor?
Elisa, aye.
Robin, aye.
Thank you for doing that.
Yes.
Okay.
And we get some warrants to sign afterwards.
Yep.
Minutes.
Yeah.
Yep.
We'll go through these real quick. So, we're looking at the Town of Heath Select Board meeting minutes for Tuesday, January 13th, 2026. And this is one that we just opened and then went into executive session. Did you see anything on that?
Nope. I make a motion that we accept the minutes of Tuesday, January 13th, 2026 as written.
Second. Any further discussion? All in favor?
Elisa, aye.
Robin, aye. And then we have two sets on February, Town and East Select Board meeting minutes, February 24th, 2026. The first one was held at 5 p.m. This is when we went into executive. Did you see anything on that?
Nope. I make a motion that we accept. Oh, did you? I'm sorry.
Nope.
I dropped the gun.
Nope.
Okay.
Nope.
I make a motion we accept the minutes for February 24th, 2026, the 5 p.m. meeting of executive session as written.
Second. Any further discussion?
Nope.
All in favor?
Elisa, aye.
Robin, aye. And then you're comfortable doing these?
I
am.
No, I'm comfortable doing them. I listened to the meeting. I read the minutes. I got no problems.
Okay. So we're looking at the Town of Heath Select Board meeting minutes. Tuesday, February 24th, 2026, this is the 5:30 p.m. meeting. What do you got?
I didn't find anything to do.
Me neither, no.
Okay,
oh, wait a minute, I did. Why did I write this? Oh, just one thing.
Okay.
The 7 o'clock appointment with Budge?
Yeah.
Down there in the last, not the last sentence, maybe before, could you just put fall of 2026?
Yeah, definitely. I just reread
so
that.
So they know. Yeah, that's it.
Wait, where in that paragraph, Robin?
Mohawk Regional would no longer be asking voters to consider elementary consolidation at special town meetings in the fall of 2026. I just want to add.
In the fall.
In the fall, in 2026. Yep, thank you.
Because it will be coming in the fall of another year. At this time, who knows, it'll change. That's all I had. So can I have a motion, please, to accept the Town of Heath Select Board meeting minutes for Tuesday, February 24th, 2026 at 5:30 p.m. as amended?
So moved.
Second it. Any further discussion?
Nope.
All in favor?
Elisa, aye.
Robin, aye. Look at that, Mia.
Yay.
All right, what about
Mia.
Accounts payable and payroll warrants?
Yeah.
Oh, that's just signing, right?
Sign.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And mail, I don't know, I lost my list.
New information or updates? What was that?
Mail was, everything was directly related to agenda items that we already discussed.
Good.
Oh yeah, did you have, I don't have any new information.
The other thing was that, never mind, I'll figure that out.
Gross. Anybody for public comment?
I think everybody left already.
Yeah, but everybody knows her.
Barbara's done too.
And I do have to give a shout out to Highway Department. I came home March 3rd in the middle of that ice freezing rain at 2:30 in the morning after a 14-hour travel day, coming through other towns. The roads were a mess. You see Heath Town Line in front of you. Roads are clear. It was phenomenal.
That
2:30 in the morning.
Comment from Eileen L.
Got myself home and my 93-year-old father without injury.
I have an anonymous card here that they want me to share too.
Oh, nice. Okay. So that was public comment.
Yes, and we donated it.
Really?
Well, it was well over $50.
Oh, goodness gracious.
Cash.
Oh, goodness gracious.
Any other new business?
No.
Okay, can I call for an adjournment?
You can.
Okay.
Nothing else.
I make a motion we adjourn at 9:51 p.m.
Second, all in favor.
Elisa, aye.
Probably.